It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. Ludwig von Beethoven wrote a string quartet late in life entitled A Song of Thanksgiving after he recovered from an illness. This prayer of thanks expresses his joy in life. It shows a mature, grateful view from a composer who had lost his hearing. We'll hear two living American composers, Kevin Putz and Richard Daniapour, who we're thankful for on today's What's New. Richard Daniapour is a Persian-American composer who lives in New York City. He has performances around the world, and I spoke with him recently about his October 2016 release on Naxos that has war songs and songs of solitude on it.
And then we needed a third piece, and Giancarlo said, you know, I know you've had Toward the Splendid City recorded in your, you know, old Sony days on a Sony disc, but I'd like to record this again. I love the piece. I've already taken it to Europe, and my orchestra will love it. I know they're going to love this. So I said, sure, absolutely. Whatever you want to do is fine. So that's the way the disc looks.
Composer Richard Daniapour. Let's hear Toward the Splendid City with Giancarlo Guerrero and the Nashville Symphony on What's New. Richard Daniapour's Towards the Splendid City. It's a Naxos release from October 2016 featuring the Nashville Symphony and Giancarlo Guerrero. You can find out more online at WBAA.org, including our playlist and podcasts. Kevin Putz is a St. Louis native who won the Pulitzer Prize for his opera Silent Night. His 2009 string quartet, Lento Assai, was written for the Cyprus String Quartet. Here's their performance on What's New. Lento Assai by Kevin Putz. We heard the Cyprus String Quartet on What's New. I'm John Clare, and you can learn more about this show online at WBAA.org. We're featuring classical music we're thankful for with composers Kevin Putz and Richard Daniapour. I spoke with Richard about his recording with Thomas Hampson and the Nashville Symphony.
You know, the relationship with Nashville is very special, and Giancarlo was adamant about making sure we had a makeup date to record Songs of Solitude, and we did that with another piece that they commissioned, which was for the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War, called War Songs. And these are all Whitman settings from the Civil War poems that he wrote while he was a nurse during the Civil War.
Richard Daniapour discussing his Naxos release with the Nashville Symphony. Here's Giancarlo Guerrero conducting Thomas Hampson in Richard Daniapour's Songs of Solitude on What's New. Giancarlo Guerrero conducted Songs of Solitude by Richard Daniapour with the Nashville Symphony on What's New. Thomas Hampson was the soloist. You can find out more online at WBAA.org and click on What's New. we'll turn to an elegy by Kevin Putz, originally for string quartet, but arranged for brass quintet. This work from 2005 was written in memory of Dr. Stanton Schwartz and played by the Bay Brass on What's New. The Bay Brass played the 2005 Elegy for Brass. Music by Kevin Putz on What's New. Find out more about this and other episodes online at WBAA.org. I'm your host, John Clare. It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. We're featuring composers Kevin Putz and Richard Danupour. Coming up, A Turbulent Flight inspires a Mozart takeoff. Kevin Putz sets Fleda Brown's If I Were a Swan to music for Craig Hella Johnson and Consperare. Here's their Harmonia Mundi recording of If I Were a Swan on What's New. Kevin Putz, If I Were a Swan, on What's New. We heard Consperare and conductor Craig Hella Johnson. I spoke with Kevin Putz about the August 2016 Naxos release that included his Symphony No. 2 and Flute Concerto with the Peabody Orchestra.
What's really great is with this recent recording is that we were able to do it at the Peabody Institute, where Marin and I are both faculty members, and the students were just incredible, and we were able to do sessions and do several takes, and of course that's virtually impossible with professional orchestras these days because it's too expensive, but the kids were just amazing, and I feel like we produced something that everyone should be really proud of.
Composer Kevin Putz. Here's his Flute Concerto with soloist Adam Walker, the Peabody Symphony Orchestra, and Maren Alsop on What's New. The Flute Concerto by Kevin Putz on What's New. That showpiece featured soloist Adam Walker, conductor Maren Alsop, and the Peabody Symphony Orchestra. I'm John Clare. Find out more about this show and find playlists and podcasts at WBAA.org. I asked Kevin Putz about having these pieces recorded on Naxos.
It's amazing. You know, I was really busy about 15 years ago writing all these orchestral works, and, you know, they've one after another, and often people would say, you know, where can I get the recording? And, you know, it was just too expensive to do it. But now, 10 or 15 years later, there are more opportunities for recording, and a lot of that thanks to Maren Alsop. So it's really, it feels great to get it out there and just have it available and distributed and on the internet, and people can listen to them and hopefully get to know them better. So in the case of River's Rush, you know, I actually made some cuts. I felt that as a concert opener, the original version was a little long. So I made some cuts, which I think makes the piece tighter and more exciting. It's really great. I feel like the final, you know, when you get an orchestral commission and you try your best to write something that can be rehearsed in the three rehearsals or even less sometimes, and performed in within a week of a subscription series, and to make all of that work. But really the final step, I think, is for me anyway, is to get a commercial recording out there so that everyone can hear it. orchestral premieres just come and go, and it's sad. I mean, you can't really use, if the orchestra made a recording from the concert, you can't really share it broadly with anyone. It's very gratifying to get these pieces out there.
Kevin Putz discussing the August 2016 Naxos release of Orchestra Works. From 2004, this is River Rush with Maren Alsop and the Peabody Symphony on What's New. River Rush by Kevin Putz on What's New. The Peabody Symphony and Maren Alsop were featured. I'm your host, John Clare. Learn more online at WBAA.org. Lacrimae Beati was written in 2009 and based on a scary flight Richard Daniapour took from Vienna to Berlin. I spoke to the composer about the recording.
We were going to originally have the Darkness in the Ancient Valley CD coupled with Songs of Solitude, you see. But what happened was Tom Hampson became terribly ill during the week we were supposed to record this in 2010. This is all the way back in 2010. So what we did for that time was we recorded Lacrimae Beati, and it was in the old hall because they'd had a flood in the new hall that summer. So we had to record Lacrimae Beati first, and then a year later we recorded Darkness in the Ancient Valley, in which the premiere was in Nashville. And then a year after that, instead of doing Songs of Solitude, we recorded A Woman's Life, the Maya Angelou cycle.
Composer Richard Daniapour. Let's hear the Nashville Symphony conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero on What's New. Lacrimae Beati by Richard Daniapour on What's New. We heard Giancarlo Guerrero conduct the Nashville Symphony from a Naxos release. Find out more about this show and hear our podcasts at WBAA.org. What's New is a production of WBAA Classical, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistance from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard. The content director and executive producer is Greg Kostraba. I'm your host and producer, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.